Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
During the pandemic, the restaurants that have stayed open have only been allowed to do takeout. Well, now there's a lot of talk about what in-person dining might look like once the city starts to reopen. On the line with us live, Andrew Ridgey of the New York City Hospitality Alliance. Thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So your group has been working with City Council Speaker Cory Johnson on this. What is the alliance envisioning to start?
So we need to reimagine how we use streets, sidewalks, pedestrian plazas so restaurants can set up tables and chairs so consumers can do what they're going to do, eat and support our local restaurants, but in a safe way. Because what we know is when we do reopen, it's going to be under some reduced occupancy and social distancing requirements. So if we can't generate all of our revenue indoors, we're going to have to use the outdoors to ensure our businesses stand a chance.
Well, there have been crowding issues. We know that the mayor announced today that they're talking about dispatching more cops to nine neighborhoods that the mayor says are bar heavy in the city. Is outdoor dining going to solve that issue, or is it just going to put too many people on the street?
Well, I certainly think it's going to help. You know, it's a reality. People are going to be out and about, especially when the weather is beautiful. So we believe we have a responsibility as a city to create an infrastructure for those people to eat, to drink, but in a safer environment that also supports our small businesses.
What about the issue of keeping streets clear for emergency vehicles?
Well, this is a big, complex city, but we can do it. We've shut down streets before, and we can do this in a way where there's full street closures, there's partial street closures, and in a way with community input and feedback so emergency vehicles can get through, people can live their lives, but we can also get our small business community back because the restaurant industry must recover in order for the city of New York to fully recover.
Obviously, before there's a vaccine, there would have to be social distancing. We know limited capacity, and there would have to be a whole bunch of disinfecting going on. Have you been really getting into the weeds about details about stuff like that?
Certainly. There's questions about how far would tables and chairs have to be placed? What kind of PPE equipment are servers, bartenders, and others going to have to wear? So these questions are being answered, and we're figuring out what is the best way to move forward. So it works for the business community, it works for the communities at large, and it's done in a safe way.
So what is a timetable for coming up with guidelines, and how would that work? I mean, I would imagine that you'd have to wait for the city to come up with guidelines. You're working with the speaker. What is this whole process like, and how much lead time do restaurants need to set up?
Well, the clock is ticking. We need to be able to get restaurants to serve outside as soon as possible. This cannot be a cumbersome process where we wait until September, October. We need the summer months. So we need the city to identify areas throughout the five boroughs where it's appropriate. And we also need a mechanism for restaurants and community boards and business improvement districts to contact the city and say, we have a space that we believe would be excellent for outdoor dining. We need a quick permit or introductory process so restaurants can identify a space, get approved, and start selling food as soon as possible. So I think we have, weeks to get this done. It's an important project, and we really need to do it.
Right. So we need to cut through some red tape, especially as far as permits and things like that. The financial impact to restaurants has been so huge. I would imagine that this new plan going forward may actually cost restaurants more money if they have to put up like plexiglass barriers between tables and stuff like that. You know, can restaurants handle this added cost potentially to even come back?
Yeah, this is part of a very complex issue, and there are tons of different issues. We are going to need support from the federal, state, and city government to work through all of these issues. When it comes to indoor dining, where state is still working on what are those requirements going to be. When we talk about outdoor dining, what are those requirements going to be? But we do know outdoors, according to health experts, it seems it is safer than being confined inside with many other people. So we do think outdoors helps, and there will be specific issues as far as cost. So we need grants for small business owners, not loans. We're going to have to ask other people to come up and help support businesses. The reality is every New Yorker wants to see our restaurant industry come back. So they are going to have to support their local restaurants by ordering, doing takeout. Once we're permitted to reopen, go out and support these local businesses, because our general economy can't recover if our restaurants don't recover. It's the streetscape. It's where we go for a date, happy hour with our friends and family. So it's not just the economics of the city, but it's the social landscape and the socialization of our city. So we're really all going to have to pitch in and contribute.
Yeah, you know, I got to tell you, not only am I the worst cook in the world, but one of my favorite things in the whole world is doing brunch with my cousins, who I love dearly here in the city. I miss them so. So we are going to be the first ones making reservations, and I cannot wait. Andrew Ridgie of the New York City Hospitality Alliance, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.